Hey, this is Diana Zilli, and today I'm going to talk about spring cleaning, and more importantly, why it's hard to get rid of things sometimes. You know, it's springtime now, and it's famously known for that associated cleaning binge that takes place every year in homes throughout America. However, you might be a person who has a hard time getting rid of things. If that's the case, here are some things that might help you think about the idea of what to keep and what to get rid of and kind of how to make those choices. So first of all, there's a role that anxiety plays in regard to making the keep or get rid of choice. The underlying what ifs play a role in that decision. So if you experience anxiety and have a hard time getting rid of things, then you might want to take some steps to just increase your awareness of what that struggle is all about. Many times when people have experienced abuse, trauma, neglect, or deprivation, they tend to use objects in their environment to gain a sense of control. Even food can take on the role of a safety mechanism when a person feels the need to control because of anxiety. And this process can lead to hoarding, which doesn't always have to be on the level of that horror we see on television shows like The Hoarder Show. And obsessive-compulsive disorder can also play a role in keeping objects. In fact, if you're questioning whether you have any of these sort of issues, go seek a mental health counselor and get assessed properly so you can learn how to start taking control of your life. In many cases, keeping things is just simply a habit or sometimes a reflection of boundaries and just needing to learn to say no thank you when someone's trying to pawn their stuff off on you because they're getting rid of stuff. So a lot of times we think we need something or we want something when really we don't want it anymore and we don't know why we're keeping all this stuff. So other times people keep clothes that are too big, especially after they've lost a lot of weight, because they're afraid they're going to gain the weight back and they'll need clothes again. So in the meantime, when you're kind of sorting out your stuff, you can also sort out your thoughts and ask yourself some of these questions. So here's a list of questions that you might want to ask yourself. You may want to start by saying, what is the reason for having this object? Like, why do I have this to begin with? How did it get here? Why am I keeping it? Did I keep it to please someone? Is it too hard for me to say no when it was offered to me? What am I afraid of will happen if I say no? Am I afraid that I will upset someone or disappoint someone? Am I afraid I will need it someday, although I no longer need it now, like with the clothes that are too big? Do I feel obligated to keep these things? Do I feel guilty if I think about getting rid of them? Do these things serve any useful purpose? Do they have utility value? Do I take any pleasure or enjoyment in having these things? What is the impact on my life if I keep or if I get rid of these things? Have I used these things in the past 2 years? What is the likelihood that I will use them in the next year? How costly is it to replace these items if I do end up needing them or wanting them again? If you're experiencing anxiety about getting rid of things and that you know you want to get rid of them, you can use a past experience to help you out right now. So if you take a moment to remember a time when you successfully got rid of something you didn't want or need, you can remember the emotions that you felt. You probably felt fine about it. Maybe it felt good. Maybe you had a sense of satisfaction. It feels good to get rid of stuff and clear out the space. So when you think back on that time, you can realize that you trust yourself. If you got rid of something a long time ago and you must not have wanted it that badly, and you decided you can live without it. So looking back, you realize you've successfully lived without that thing all this time, and you've been okay. So you can kind of use that as a template right now, and use that to apply these questions and the answers you're discovering, and really ask yourself, you know, what is it that I want to have happen here? How are the emotions getting in the way? And remember the good emotions that served you better at another time. You can also take what ifs and turn them into so whats. You can think about the different options that you have with your so whats. So what if someone gets upset or disappointed that I gave away the extra toaster that they gave me last year? Chances are they won't know about it. They're probably not putting a whole lot of thought into it. They probably wouldn't get upset because they didn't want it either. So the mind manufactures a lot of what ifs and anxious thoughts, and they aren't based on anything. So we really need to learn to challenge the fears, start asking so what, and really come up with the reality of the situation that exists in the here and now. You want to challenge the fears that come up. Use problem-solving skills to come up with real solutions to problems that you imagine might arise if you get rid of something. You can ask yourself, can I buy this again? Can I borrow it? Can I live without it? Can I find other things to fill that need? Do I even really want it? You can also think about the family lineage you might be passing along to your kids, if you have kids. If you have a hard time getting rid of things and you act in a fearful or anxious way, then this might be a learned behavior that your kids pick up on, just like you probably did when you were growing up. I often hear generational stories about anxiety and keeping things. Like, my mother was an anxious person, and her mother was an anxious person, and they were always afraid to get rid of things and so on. Well, of course, at one point in time, we did have to do that to survive, such as during world wars when there were shortages and rationing. Everybody saved everything. It made sense at the time to keep everything because it was really difficult to get things. People had to stand in lines. They had rationing cards. It was awful. It wasn't like it is today, and that's the point. Does it make sense to do that now? Does it make sense? Do you need it to survive? How is it relevant to your life right now? Now, if you have binge eating or emotional eating, that's a different story because we need food to survive. And it's hardwired into us to eat, and we have to eat. It's also the first way that we seek autonomy as infants by feeding ourselves and learning mastery over our bodies through the development of motor skills and so forth. So, although I see a lot of emotional eating or binge eating that goes along with hoarding, and they can't be treated in exactly the same way, but if you see those things in yourself, then you really want to start focusing on that. And a lot of times people get farther along with the material things, and then they start seeing success with the food-related or eating-related things. So start with something that you can really successfully challenge. Start small. Keep it simple. Practice with asking yourself those questions I listed earlier to raise your awareness and find small things that you can get rid of. You might feel a little uncomfortable at first, but then you'll start to feel better and more in control. It's kind of that weird good phenomenon. So just stick with it. Remember that you are the only person who can take control in your life. You are the architect of your life experiences. Anxiety is an experience. It's not a core belief or value, and it's not who you are deep down on the inside. So start challenging those fears, set healthy boundaries, learn to start saying no, and start saying yes to enjoying your life. Now go do some spring cleaning. This is Diana Zilli. Go visit my website, dianazilli.com, and thanks for listening.